A legend in the game of golf died today. Sam Snead was 89 years old. He was born in Hot Springs, Virginia, and first played the game with clubs made from tree limbs. In 1950, he won 11 PGA tournaments. Only Tiger Woods has come close to that record season with 9 victories. Snead dominated the Masters tournament for years. The only tournament he never won was the U.S. Open. Snead was known as Slammin' Sammy, and his swing was known as Sweet. Joining us by phone is golf pro Robert Harris. He's the director of golf for the Greenbrier Resort. Mr. Harris, you knew Sam Snead.
Yes, Sam was associated with the Greenbrier as the head professional for a period of 38 years, and then 11 years ago came back with us in the emeritus capacity. So Sam was around most summer days, giving lessons, doing talks to folks. Just being around the game he loved, being around people who he loved.
Is it true that watching him hit golf balls was like watching a fish practice swimming?
Well, that's close, Leanne. Very graceful, same routine every time. He never looked like he exerted himself when he swung a club. It was very, every swing, no matter what club it was always flowing and graceful.
What is it really about him, do you think, that made him such a household name?
Well, people could relate to him. I mean, you know, being from the hills, the hillbilly from West Virginia, he related to the common people. He was just someone that was self-taught, learned with a swamp maple, and I think people respect that.
Wore his straw hat, became his trademark.
That's right.
Yeah. What was he like as a teacher? I mean, he did write the book, How to Play Golf and the Education of a Golfer. What was he like as a teacher?
Well, he's a very keen observer. He could watch someone swing, make one swing with a club, and know exactly what they had to do. He was also keen to know who he was speaking to, so he would take a few minutes to learn about his student. If he happened to be talking to someone who was, say, a good dancer, you know, he might use the dancing analogy to teach the swing.
So he was able to communicate what it was that he did so well.
Yes, indeed.
What do you think was his most remarkable achievement?
Well, certainly having won 3 PGA championships, 3 Masters, his longevity, you know, having won tournaments from the 30s right on into the 80s. By his own admission, his most remarkable feat was 36 hole-in-ones.
36 holes-in-one?
With every club in the bag except the putter.
Robert Harris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Joining us by cell phone is Robert Harris, director of golf for the Greenbrier Resort, remembering golf legend Sam Snead, who died today at the age of 89.